might be thinking, Lord, I grew up poor. Well, look what you have done to
yourself. Thank God for his goodness and thank God for his mercy. Praise God for all good day. Put your hands on your Bible today. Let's take a look this morning. We were talking earlier today. If I can get myself together here. In Hebrews 12 chapter. And take a look also at Haggai. And won't be long this morning. I just want to couple of scriptures. Everybody today, this morning, and in the 12th chapter of Hebrews, we were looking at something today, and I want to encourage you this day, and if I can do it real quickly, and about Hebrews, the 12th chapter, verse 27, and I also want to look at Haggai in Haggai chapter 2. And a quick blessing today because of many things we go through and many things we have. In the Lord, sometimes what we can have is we can have very complex and difficult problems. Sometimes what we're praying for is not something. It's one of the easiest things for God to do. Might not seem like it to you if you haven't been healed. But one of the easiest things for God to do, really, is to heal you.
Yes.
It can be done. And I guess that's dead, so I guess I'll use the mic. One of the easiest things for God to do is to heal you, because it can be done right now, right here.
Amen.
And another easy blessing really is financial. That can be done so easily. Oftentimes we have things in our lives that require so much more. You need this worked out. And you're not the only person it attributes to. You need this to move over here, this to move over there. And you know what you want the Lord to do. But as we used to say in the military, it has a lot of moving pieces. And it's a lot going on. And so sometimes what we do is we give up. Mm-hmm. And we just stop asking God to do it.
Yep.
Elvis Smith's got a situation now. It's not a bad situation. It's not a hell situation. But she needs God to move because it involves other people and other things.
Yeah.
And if things stayed exactly like they are today, she wouldn't suffer. But it would be a great blessing if things would change. And if things could fix and things could be fixed, it would help her out so much if things could be different. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes it is a situation that's a burden. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, you know, especially in family situations and domestic situations and when in your job, Ella Smith a few years ago, you know, I know her better not do anybody else in my church because I've been with her longer. And in her job, at one time she's trying to get towards retirement. Somebody else right now is heading towards retirement, and they're really having a difficult time in this last year. And I was talking to them saying, well, you know, seemed like things were better till you get to the last year. Elder Reed, same way. Seemed like as you got close to retirement, things just started acting, you know, the monkey move.
Yes.
You know, for lack of a better word.
Yeah.
You know, we'll get a little young supervisor, get this and that and the other. They act stupid on you.
Yeah.
And you need God to, and you really just feel like saying, Lord, why don't you let him die? But then, you know, Sister Sturgeon said move him out the way, but you know, most of us don't even move is not good enough. So, but either way, move him out the way. But my point is in order for God to work things out for you, it involves somebody else.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
And then all the time it can't be moved, because sometimes we have some situations going on. Sean has some situations going on. You don't want the person to die. You don't want them to do this and that and the other, but you wish God would fix it.
Yeah, fix it.
Yes.
And sometimes we just throw up our hands and say to the Lord, we say, well, Lord, fix it. And then we go on. But Elder Lathan was preaching the other night, and I mean, she preached so well. She was preaching about the woman who had issue of blood that we've heard a million times. But you know, when the Spirit is moving, it always refreshes and always touches something else, no matter how many times you hear it. And she was preaching the other night, and her point was how this woman, even though the Bible talks about her having great faith, and people have been preaching on it ever since I've been saved. But, you know, it's something when you're preaching it and it's life to you. When it's life to you, it gives life to us.
Yes, yes.
And her point that she was making was how this woman had unshakable faith, because it says also in Luke in one place, it says the people would crowd around Jesus because they knew that virtue flowed from him, power flowed from him. And when you came close to him, you know, just as close, you know, power flowed. So this woman had made up her mind. She was sure. I mean, her faith was absolute. She was sure that if she could get close enough to Jesus, if she could, there was no doubt in her mind that if she could get close enough to him to touch his garment, just touch his garment, there was no doubt in her mind that her problem would be, her issue would be fixed.
Yes.
That's what we have to figure we have to do in God. We have to get close enough and make up our mind that if we'll get close enough to God, what we need, if we can touch God, what we need will be fixed. And I told you this morning as I was going into Christian education, there are so many things in the Old Testament that are examples of how God moves, and we use them, and they're for us today, even though they were for them there, because we're children of God, just like they are children of God. And if Jesus doesn't come for another 1,000 years, God will still, I expect him sooner than that, but if he doesn't, then the people who come, they'll still be blessing by the same blessing, because God will move. I want you to look at Haggai this morning in the second chapter, and also Hebrews 12. I want to look at the scripture in Hebrews 12 and verse number 27. And this word, yet once more, well, actually 26, whose voice then shook the earth, but now hath promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifies the removing of those things that are shaken, as of the things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. In other words, he says in this, he says, when God says, once more I'm going to shake the earth, he says, once more I'm going to fix things that need to be fixed. You know, when I'm growing up, people always say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
And in God's plan, there's nothing broken about God's plan or the things that God wants to do. It's the things in our lives that are broken and need to be fixed. And God doesn't need to repair anything that he's already made that's perfect. It's the things that we have made imperfect. It's like, you know, when God made the Garden of Eden, it didn't need a modification. But when Adam and Eve fell, then then some changes had to be made. And still the garden didn't need to be fixed. It was the fix for the garden was getting rid of what's making it not be clean anymore. So he kicked Adam and Eve out.
Right. Yeah, amen.
Whatever needs to be removed, God would do. And I like this for you, Sean, in the situation you're going in, and for you, Bishop Smith, in the situation you're going through, and for everybody else in here, what you're going through. Because he says in this, he says, all the way back in Haggai, when he looks at this in Haggai in verse number, Haggai the second chapter, and he encourages Zerubbabel, the son of Zelatiel, the governor of Judea. Remember this, they're separated and they're getting ready to rebuild the temple. This is what I was telling you this morning. It's not as simple as people try to make it. They started building this temple, And it got to be, you have to read it yourself, it got to be difficult. They started rebuilding the temple in Jerusalem, and it got to be difficult, not just from without.
Yeah.
It was also from within.
Mm-hmm.
When they laid the foundation, the new young people were so happy because they were moving forward. They were praising God. The older people were sad because they said, it's not as big as what we used to have. And it doesn't look like it's going to be what we used to have. And we're not happy. But you know, there's no need of being sad about what you used to have, because that's just it. It's what you used to have.
Right. Right.
That's gone.
That's gone. Yes.
In the past.
Time to build and go forward.
Yep.
That's gone.
Wow.
Yep.
And they kept saying, but it doesn't look like what we used to have. And then they had issues with people who weren't part of the temple. They came along. And they said to them, you're trying to do something different.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going along with what you're supposed to do. You're outside the law.
Mm.
And they wrote to the king and told the king, Israel's going to rebel. Israel's not right.
Mm.
And they did everything. And they so discouraged the people. Till after 2 years of building, they stopped.
Right.
Don't let the things that are difficult in your life stop you.
That's right.
Yes.
They so discouraged them till they gave up. They went home. So, well, when they gave up and went home, did God stop being with them? He sure did not.
No.
They went home and built houses. They went on with their lives. They just said, well, I guess we're just not supposed to have a temple. And they were done with it. Until the word of God came to stir them up and get them going again. And make them move, because they had made up their minds. They had gotten to a point where they had stopped expecting God to work this situation with the temple out, because the old people don't like it. The new people can't go forward with it. Outside there's a problem. Inside there's a problem. Where's my, and just on and on. And Haggai comes along, and God gives Haggai a word. And he says, speak now to Zerubbabel in the second verse. Haggai 2, the son of Shealtiel, the governor of Judah, and Joshua, and to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and to the residue of the people, saying, who left among you saw this house in its first glory, and how do you see it now? Is it not in your eyes in comparison as it was of nothing? He says, I know it's not the same as it used to be. It's different. And a lot of you looking like, you know, you remembering the glory days and how it was. Like God can't do new glory days.
All right.
I see what you're saying.
Yep, yes, can.
And like God can't, you know, I remember how we used to. Yes, we did. And yes, you did. And yes, it was great. Yes, it was all these things. Like God can't do something even greater.
Right, yes,
can.
In every one of our lives, we've had high points and low points.
Yes, sir.
And we've had things, you know, that's why people sit up and talk about the good old days.
Yeah.
Hey!
Yes.
You need to be like Paul. He said, putting those things that are behind us,
forgetting those things that are behind.
Yes.
Let them go.
Yes.
I remember the good old days.
Right.
Yes, and it was good then for then.
Yes.
Now is now. Need to be good now for now.
Yes.
And he said to him, be strong, O Zerubbabel, the Lord, said the Lord, and be strong, O Joshua. He said, the judge, he's talking to the governor and the priest.
Yeah.
One has to take care of the civil side. One has to take care of the ecclesiastical side. And the people are depressed in both. He's got to align both of them, and God is speaking to both. Because if you allow God, God will take care of everything. And he said to them, be strong, all ye people of the land, saith the Lord. For I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts, according to the word that I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt. So my spirit remaineth among you. Fear ye not, because you know when things aren't going great. I got so many empty seats in this place, it's easy to say the Lord is no longer with us. I ain't saying that.
No, sir.
Yeah. God is with me.
God is with us. Yes.
And God is with us. And as long as we stay with God, he said, I'll be with you. As long as you be with me.
Yes.
And people like to stand back like they did with Zerubbabel. And the people start talking.
Well, now,
that ain't what it used to be. That ain't what we used to have. That ain't this and this. And they're looking at this foundation, and they're saying, like, this foundation is not God. This is not what we used to have. Remember, the building is just the building.
Yeah.
God is still the same.
Amen.
And he said to them, I'm with you now,
yes,
just like I always was.
Yes.
He says, the reason why you're slow now, it's not me, it's you.
That's right.
He says, you know, it doesn't matter to me. And he says, you're the ones who are not satisfied with the sound. You're the ones who let the people discourage you. You're the ones who let people come in and tell you, you know, you need to stop and you need to. He says, you did that. He says, I haven't changed.
Yep. Yes.
Well, I guess I'll just live with it then. Well, that's just the way we've always done it. Well, that's just the way it is. Well, that's just life. You know?
No.
No, he says something to them. He says, I will shake all nations. I want you to look at something. I want to look at verse 8, and then I'm going to come back. He says, the silver is mine, and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. He says, you don't have to worry about, we need to pay this building off. I want to pay this land off. And I keep hearing God saying, the silver is mine, the gold is mine. We keep making payments on it, but not like I want to.
Yes.
I want God, somebody to say, well, that's not it. I want God to make a way so that not only do we make payments, I just want to just drop a lump sum. Mm-hmm.
Yes, amen.
So we can get that.
Yes.
So, well, why? Are you worried? Are you concerned about them taking it? I'm not concerned about any of that. I just don't like owing people money, don't want to owe people money, and I'd like to pay them off. When I owe people something, I want to give them their money.
Yes.
Just that simple.
Just that simple.
You owe somebody, you ought to want to give them their money.
That's right.
When you owe somebody an apology, you ought to give them
apology.
When you owe somebody to forgive them, you need to forgive them.
Yes.
Owe no man anything but to love one another.
Yes.
The Bible says,
and he says to them, you don't have, he said, they said, well, where are we going to get the money? He said, don't worry about the money. I'm tired of people worrying about money.
Yes.
I said, I'd like to have it. I didn't say I was worried about it.
Yeah.
He says, don't worry about, like he's saying to him, like he's saying to someone else. And if your Bible study, it ought to be coming to your mind. And he said, not by might, not by power, not by your might, not by your power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord.
Yes.
And he's saying to them, you don't have to worry about what you have.
Yes.
He says, because I've got silver.
Yes.
And I've got gold.
Yes.
I can answer for what you need in the earth. I can answer for, you know, the building materials. And I can answer for the pay for the laborers. And I can answer for all these. He said, don't worry about it. I got that. He says, I can make that happen. I can see that through. He says, but before I do it, he said, I'm going to shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come. And I will fill this house with glory, said the Lord. He says, I'm going to shake everything in there.
Yes.
He says, I'm going to mix things up, and I'm going to move things around so that they all fit. You ever shake things out so that they all come in? He said, I'm going to move things around. I'm going to shake all nations. He said, I'm going to shake heaven, and I'm going to shake earth.
Yes.
He says, about verse number, and he goes on. He says, and this house,
Slipping.
He says, the latter end is going to be better than the former.
Yes.
Receive that.
Yes.
He says, it's going to end up even better.
Yes.
Now, you're looking at Hebrews. Going back in Hebrews, I'm almost finished. Mm-hmm. He says, once more. Yeah, good call. In other words, there's not just one shaking.
Yes.
There's more than one.
More than one.
Shake things up one time.
Yep.
I've seen him shake things up a few times. In my life, I've seen him shake things up a few times. In my church life, shook it up one time.
Yes.
That worked out.
Yes.
Sometimes it's time for him to shake it up again.
Yes.
He says, once more will I shake heaven, I'll shake earth.
Yes.
And everything, when I shake it,
that
doesn't work for how I want it to work,
it's
going to shake loose.
Yes.
And everything that I need, and everything that works for me, and everything that's good, and everything that's perfect, that's going to remain. But everything that's not good, everything that's not right, everything that's not supposed to be there, he said, I'm going to shake it until I'm thrown away. He said, and the only thing that's going to remain is what I want to remain. Tell him, Lord, shake my situation.
Lord, shake my
life.
Shake my life.
Shake away all that needs to be gone.
Yes.
Cause everything to loose that needs to be loose. Just leave what's good, what's perfect, what you know is right. I need you to shake it. Let him know a little modification won't work. It's not an issue of the money. It's not an issue of the labor. It's not an issue of what I can do. I've done all I can do. I've added all I can add. Now I need you to step in and fix it. And shake away all of this misery. Shake away all this tearing down. Shake away all the problems. Shake away the burden. Shake away all those that hold on to it. Shake it. Shake away all these stubborn minds. Shake away all this hatred. Shake away all this envy. Shake away all these competitors. All these people who won't be on it. Shake it. To just the people with the pure heart of them. Shake it to the people who have God's will in mind of them. Shake it to the people who just want to do the will of God with them. Move in my life.
Move in my life. Yes.
Once more.
Once more.
You shook it for me before. I've gone through before. And you shook everything up. Turned things around. Now I ask you again. According to your word. You said once more. I'll shake heaven and earth. And I ask you one more time. Shake it. I don't mind the Lord shaking up my life. Because he told me that everything that was good and everything that was in his will and everything in his purpose would be left.
Yes, right.
Yes, amen.
I don't mind the Lord shaking up his life. I don't mind. Don't let us spend a long time with him. I said, if so be so, that for some reason this church should pass for me and not be, and I not to still be here, and I not to be the pastor, but the will of the Lord be done.
Amen.
And I'll go on and go.
God, amen.
Because I've made up my mind, as long as the reason why God moves is not because I'm wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
God will take care of me.
Yes, he will. Amen.
As far as our lives, everybody standing. In all the situations. You got multiple situations.
Yes, I do.
Sister Nancy has multiple situations. In other words, there's a health issue, there's a this issue, there's a that issue, there's a that issue. Chandra has multiple situations. Things. Me and Elvis Smith have multiple things, and they're not necessarily killing us. We just need a fix. This is something I want you to understand. These people were living all right.
Thank you.
That's why Haggai rebuked them.
Yes.
He says, obviously you're doing well. He says you've been living in nice houses.
Yes.
He says your house is all built and completed. Got them like you want them. He says, you just got to a point where that the temple isn't built and the things of God. He says, you just got to a point where you just said, well, hey, you know, what do you expect us to do? And he says, but God says, you need to get up. Consider your ways. And God says, just like I was with them in Israel, just like he was with you the first time he brought you out. Just like he was with you the second time he brought you out. Just like he was with you the 35th time he brought you out. Just like he was with you the 104th time he brought you out. He's with you now. And just like you wouldn't have made it the first time if he hadn't shook it. Just like you wouldn't have made it the 110th time unless he shook it. He's there now. Ask him, say, Lord, I need you to shake it up. Shake up my health. Shake up whatever it is. And fix it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He said, I can fix it. Stretch for my hand, I'll fix it. Trying to tell him, said, Lord, look at my situation and shake it up. Don't wish anybody any harm. Don't know how to work it out so things work out, but God does. And when he finished, what is left will be gone. And you will be all right. You will be.
All right.
In the name of Jesus. Do something good in my life. Everybody raise their hands. Something good. It's all right to ask God to do this. in my life. Do something good in my life. Oh Lord, do something good in my life. Something good in my life. Do something good in my life. Oh Lord. Lord, we ask you today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you first of all, because you are the true God, the living God. Lord, may you come in the name of thy precious Son, Jesus Christ, who is our Lord, our Savior, our deliverer. Lord, our sacrifice, Lord. Lord, your only begotten Son, whom you sent, O God. Lord, who shed his precious blood. Lord, we acknowledge and believe, and our faith is in him. Lord, who bled and died on the cross of Calvary. Lord, whom you raised up from the dead, O God. Lord, who ascended and sits at your right hand, Lord, our great high priest, O God. Lord, we come in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to move in our life. Lord, that we would get up. Lord, from whatever we've become complacent in, whatever we've just accepted as being a part of life. Lord, once more, we ask you, shake our lives, shake our situation. Lord, shake them down. In the name of Jesus, shake away all that holds us back and hinders and hurts, does all the things that keeps us from running on you. Lord, move for us. Change situations. Lord, shake our situations, our jobs, our houses, our environment, our whatever touches us, oh Lord. Lord, there's nothing, Lord, in heaven or in earth, Lord, that we ask you not to touch. Lord, touch everything that concerns us. Shake it to the ground, Lord, to such a point, Lord, that all that is left is to the glory of God. Lord, we'll glorify your name. Lord, I pray, Lord. Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, some things we have are so complex we don't even know how to ask you for what needs to come in the end. We just know that what comes from you will be good. And we glorify your name. Lord, we worship you. We ask you to heal us if we're sick, oh God. Lord, shake away all the disease. Shake away all the unclean spirits, Lord. All that holds us captive. Lord, move in our situations. And all the little things that hinder us, whether they be people, places, or things. Lord, move them in Jesus' name. Lord, you're going to shake all the earth. Lord, when you shake heaven, you're going to shake away all the evil spirits. All that move in that realm, Lord. All that stands against us. Oh, God, we pray in Jesus' name. Move in our behalf. Lord, we glorify your name. Lord, you're a good God, a mighty God. Shake our minds, oh God. Shake it loose all that's not like you and I on the minds, oh God. Shake us to the core, oh God. Lord, let what remains be from you. And Lord, we glorify your name. And Lord, we'll give you all the honor. We'll give you all the praise. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the people of God say amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Everybody say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. God is a good God. Let me end this. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
God is a good God. Praise the Lord. Everybody give the Lord a hand today. God is so good. You be seated. On my mind and on my heart is the Lord's book. It's a song that my cousin showed me that I love. And it says, see what the Lord has done. And that's the only line in the song. What we've been waiting for, he is brought to pass. See what the Lord has done. I thank God for that. See what the Lord has done. Go and see what the Lord has done.
Amen.
Know that they believe that God is already moving. God is already moving.
Move, Lord. I need you.
Yes.
Praise his holy name.
Praise his name.
Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for his goodness and thank him for his great mercy. Thank him for the word of God. We'll be back on Tuesday night. We're looking at where we're going as we move forward and love down the world. We're also looking at the word of God as it applies. I'm not promising to go through the whole book because much of it